Hi, my name is Kito. I live in Tlokong with my aunt. I love adventures. I was born with HIV, but that doesn't slow me down.
My name is Podiso, but you can call me Auntie. I adopted my sister's child, Kizo, after she passed. But I love Kizo the same as my other children. We live together in Tlokong, just outside Gaborone. We might even be your neighbors.
My name is Matli. I am a researcher. I also have superpowers to shrink things to microscopic size, including humans. I love the amazing things that science helps us discover, and I would love to see more young girls in Botswana become scientists just like me.
I am an outspoken lady and a true leader of my people, the Botswana. I might look like your average grandmother, but my walking stick contains special powers from my ancestors. With these powers, I can control the weather, direct animals, and do other amazing things.
I am the leader of the Genome Adventure Squad, no matter what Kosikani tells you. I have amazing powers to go through walls and teleport with my scooter. And that's not all. I'm a mind reader too.
Just like my name, Maranyane, I love technology. Check out my body. Part of it is a machine and the other part is human. I am super smart and I love using the latest gadgets.
My name is Girl Cow, or XT for short. I'm proud Sandman. Some people call my people Bushman or Basar. I'm also a superhero with time traveling powers. My name literally means blade vision, because my sight is sharp as knife and I can even travel in the future.
Kizo, it's time. The doctor is waiting for you.
Coming.
Hello, Dr. Tapiwa.
Hello, Podiso. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
And you, young man, how have you been?
Very well, Ma. I was just playing with friends.
Sounds like good exercise. Aren't you on the football team in your village? The Tlokong Rabbits, right?
No, we are not the Rabbits. We are the Tlokong Rhinos.
Do you think your team could beat the Zebras, Botswana's national team?
Of course, the Rhinos could beat the Zebras.
Haha, really? Good luck with that. Your CD4 count and viral load look good, champ. Do you know what that means? It means you are as healthy as a rhino. And since you are healthy, we would like to invite you to join a study. Here, take this home and read it with your auntie. Then let us know if you want to join. Keep playing and practicing hard, champ. The Zebras can be hard to defeat.
I will, doctor. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Auntie, I've been thinking about that letter you got from the doctor.
Really?
What's the study about?
There's only one way to find out.
This letter serves to invite your child to participate in a research study to help us learn more about the effects of genes on how quickly children in HIV get from the infection. First, we'll take the blood sample.
Eish! Why do they want to take my blood?
Because they want to learn more about how children like you get sick from HIV and TB.
But why do they need my blood to do that?
Because...
And what are the genes?
I should have named you Dipozo, Mr. Questions. Just take the letter to your room and sleep on it. We can make our decision in the morning.
Can't fall asleep. Must read the letter. Whoa!
Don't be scared, Kitso.
Who are you guys? And how did you do that?
We are superheroes.
I am Dr. Maboko. I can read your mind and know what you're thinking, and right now, I know you're thinking about that letter. We're here to help.
I'm Khosigadi. Dr. Maboko thinks he's running the show, but I'm the real leader of this group. With my Thobani walking stick, I possess all the wisdom and powers of my ancestors.
I am Matli. I will teach you about the human secret code. My powers can make you super small so that people can't see you.
Whoa! Really? Like magic? And you? What can you do?
Shh. I'm Gao Kao. You can call me XT. I can make you disappear and transport you to strange places.
Don't worry. We won't hurt you. We are here to take you on an adventure.
An adventure? I love adventures.
Shall we go outside to meet another member of our team and take a ride on our Helix cruise?
Don't worry, Kitso. You're safe with us. Your auntie will never even notice you're gone. Remember, I can read your mind.
Let's all hold hands. Fire from endless time. Wrap us in your smoke and send us back to a time of our forefathers.
Hi, you must be Kitso. My name is Maranyan, but you can call me Max. Welcome to my lovely cruise ship. Please sit down and buckle up.
Yes, please. Don't get a big head. We are going to Tsodilo Hills now. Marayan, I can take it from here.
No. Mm-mm. I'm the better driver. Why should you take over?
Because we are going to my home region. Listen, Musiman. Do you think I can't fly? One more word from you. You'll find yourself outside, tied to a Murula tree.
Will you two cut it out? Don't worry about these two, Kitso. They never take a break.
This is really fast.
Welcome to the land of my people, the San, also called Bushmen or Wasa.
Why are we here?
This is one of the places where my ancestors, the first people, used to live.
Are those your brothers and sisters?
We come from the same ancestors, like many of us do, even people like you, Kitso.
If we are so similar, why do we look different and speak different languages?
Before the Great Migration, the San were the largest group on Earth with the most diverse traits.
Traits?
Traits are physical characteristics that make each one of us unique, like eye color or even the shape of your ears.
Our traits are determined by special instruction books in our bodies called genes. We look different from each other because our genes are different. Scientists call our physical characteristics our phenotype.
As our ancestors migrated, they changed to express different physical characteristics. Some of us remained in the same environment, experiencing few changes.
While others migrated, having to adapt to different environments, some became what we call Bantu, made up today of many tribes including Zulus, Xhosas, and even the Tswana, which is my tribe.
Me too.
Plants and animals adapt to different environments too, passing on their genes and traits to their children, a process we call heredity.
And the study of heredity is called genetics. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's travel a few hundred years back to what is now the country of Uganda to learn some interesting animals.
Wow, those cattle have very long horns.
Those are the Ankule cattle. Their most famous traits are their horns.
They are beautiful and look strong. I have never seen anything like them.
Their unique traits were selected by my ancestors, Bantu pastoralists or cattle farmers, for many generations. The pastoralists bred the best cows, with the best bulls to select the traits they wanted to achieve. Bulls were selected mainly by focusing on body size and white horns that are large and curved upward. It is our indigenous knowledge of selecting traits.
But why did they want to select traits?
Well, some believe that the Angoli cattle were selectively bred for the beauty of their horns. Those with the largest horns were given to the king, but the horns also serve a purpose, to protect the cattle and help them disperse heat.
Really?
Now you can see that it's not only humans with unique traits, but also animals too.
Now that's why researchers at your clinic want you to participate in their genetic study so that they can learn about your special traits. In the meantime, let's learn more about traits, shall we?
Sure.
XT, may you do us the honor, please.
With pleasure.
Where are we?
The year is 1856. We're in the garden of the Augustinian Abbey of St. Thomas in the country now known as the Czech Republic. That man is Gregor Mendel. He was a monk who liked to plant peas in his spare time.
Mendel carried out a series of experiments using pea plants, which laid the foundation for the field of modern genetics.
Dumela re Mendel.
He won't be able to hear or see you. We're invisible, remember?
Mendel was puzzled by the way some traits in his pea plant seemed more common than others, and why some traits seemed to appear out of nowhere. Some peas were yellow, some were green, some pea flowers were purple, some were white, some plants were tall, some were short. Mendel bred pea plants.
You mean like the Bantu pastoralists bred the cattle?
Yes, indeed. Pea plants have boys and girls too. Mendel took pollen from one plant, dusted it onto another, and the peas produced by those pea plants were then planted to make pea plant children. In one experiment, he crossed purple-flowered pea plants with white-flowered pea plants to see what the outcome would be. Can you guess what the baby pea plants grew up to look like?
I'll say very light purple.
Actually, all the baby pea plants turned out to have purple flowers.
Huh?
But Mendel wasn't finished. He then took one of those baby pea plants with purple flowers and bred it with a purple-flowered pea plant.
All purple again. I'm guessing.
Actually, three were purple and one was white.
But how could a white flower come from parents who only had purple flowers?
Mendel has discovered something called genetic dominance. He realized that some traits, such as purpleness of flowers, were dominant or stronger than their opposite.
Whiteness remained asleep in the children, but awake in the grandchildren.
XT, what are you doing drawing on that wall?
I'm documenting the family tree of the pea plants.
And that is what scientists call a pedigree.
Enough cave drawings, old man. Check this out.
What do all those A's represent?
A plant, like other organisms, has two copies of each gene, called alleles. But it can only give one allele to each child. Capital A is the dominant allele, and small a is the recessive allele. Wherever you see a capital A, you know the pea plant has decided to produce purple flowers. That lonely guy over there has only small a's, and thus he managed to only have white flowers. As you can see, there's A1 in 4 chance that those two purple parents with the hidden white allele will produce a white child. Let me pull up my Punnett Square app to show you. See? Only one child gets both recessive small A alleles. Hope you are not afraid of learning some big words. When one plant holds two of the same allele, like double capital A or double small a, it's called homozygous. When a plant holds two different alleles, such as capital A and small a, it's called heterozygous. The way you can remember this is that homo means same and hetero means different. The letters represent genotype, and the purple and the white flowers represent phenotype.
Mendel repeated this experiment over and over. He planted 10,000 pea plants. He found that tallness was dominant over shortness. Yellow peas were dominant over green peas. Smooth peas were dominant over wrinkled peas, and so on.
But I don't get it. Where does the recessive allele hide? How does shortness hide in a tall plant and whiteness hide in a purple flower?
Mendel asked himself the same question. He was never able to fully answer that question. But eventually he concluded that somewhere deep inside these pea plants, there lies a secret code.
Whoa! A secret code? I wish I had a secret code.
You do. In fact, every living thing has a code. For example, you may not have ever known your great-grandfather, Gito, but you definitely have his chin. It's like you're carrying a little piece of him wherever you go.
How did you know? That's what my aunt always says. How can I get my hands on my secret code?
I thought you'd never ask. Hold on.
You wanna tell me where we are?
We are in the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge, England. The year is 1952. Those two dudes over there are James Watson and Francis Crick. They're about to crack life's secret code.
Whoa, who's that woman? And what is she holding in her hands? Is that the key to the secret code?